surprise if you don't have names for all of them. Try to think if you've heard any, if you know, if you use it, whether you use them yourself or you've heard them.
Okay.
Okay. Start with American Indians.
Red Man. I can't think of any.
Okay. How about Oriental?
Chinks. Nips.
Okay. Any names for Koreans?
No.
Nips would be exclusively Japanese and chinks would be exclusively Chinese. Did you ever call a Korean a chink?
No.
Or would a person call
them? Well, if you knew they're from Korea, I don't imagine you would.
Yeah. All right, and now the three basic religions, the Roman Catholics?
No name for them, no.
Protestants?
No.
Jews?
Let's see, Jews, I just call them that. And, what's the name? Is it Yips? Is it something like that? I can't think of the name. I don't know. That wouldn't be it, I don't think. There's all kind of names. I can't think of it.
Is there a significant Jewish subculture in groups of Jews in Knoxville?
Not really.
No. Well, that's the problem with all of these things. If you don't have the associate, that's why it's interesting. Is if you have places where the groups are, that's where you get the how about names for Germans?
No.
Names for Low Germans, Platt Deutsch, and Holland Dutch, and Italians.
Well, there's got to be some. I know them, so I would just mention them. Oh, that bothers me.
How about Poles?
Polak.
How about Russians?
Ruskies.
Czechs. Lithuanians.
No.
Englishmen?
No.
Irishmen?
No.
Scotsmen?
No.
French? Frenchmen? No. Cajuns?
No.
Greeks?
No.
Cubans?
No.
Puerto Ricans?
Oh, you're getting, let's see now. Puerto Ricans, no, that's Mexicans. Sticks are Mexicans, aren't they?
Okay. How about Mexicans now? Would that be Mexicans of would that be Mexicans of
American burgers
or Mexican ancestry? Would it make any difference, or would it
be Mexicans? I don't know. I really don't know.
How about Scandinavians?
No.
How about Canadians?
No.
How about Democrats?
Not besides the Democrats, no.
How about Republicans?
They're just Grand Ole Party, I don't know enough.
Okay. How about names for kids with long hair and...
Hippie radical.
Okay. All right, now any other names besides that? So that's
freaks.
Anything else. Now what is a freak? In your mind, what do freaks include? I mean, how many
people?
Yeah.
Right. Some disabled, maybe. I don't know. But nickname is.
That's what I'm talking about. I'm just talking about the social element. What I'm really talking about is kids, like, say, college.
Okay,
kids.
Freaks are people. Nonconforming.
Yeah.
Radical. Weird people.
Okay. And weird means.
Unusual activity.
Okay. Now he's talking here about a non-romantic relationship with a member of the same sex, just like your best friend. Would you have any? Say he's my
best buddy. Best
okay.
Friend.
Now how about this might not mean anything to you because your parents, you live with your parents and so forth. But you've ever heard a name for a surrogate parent? That is a parent, a person who's not a blood relative but replaces the parent.
Foster. Foster parents.
Well, that'd be okay.
I don't know.
That's okay. There are words, play mama, play daddy, and there's big brother, which is, you know, a kind of...